Doing well, doing well.
John Lucas said y'all had a chance to chat, but what's being back in the same city with him?
Well, it's going to be fun. I'm real excited about it. Obviously, we have some history together. And, just to catch up with him, remind him how far I came. I was a knucklehead when we first met. And, I think I'm a little bit mature now. And so it'll be fun to just catch up.
Being with that guy, JJ.
It's exciting. I've been very blessed and fortunate, to play with some great guys and some guys that are legitimate superstars. And I like to continue that tradition. I know JJ is going to push me. Every time he gets a sack, I'm going to want to catch an interception. So hopefully we could, feed off each other and then, obviously make everybody else around us better.
Now that you've gotten to know these guys a little bit, you've seen them from afar, and you know a bunch of them anyway, what is one thing that you think you're going to help the most here, whether it's in the locker room or on the field?
Well, like I said, I've been really blessed, man, to be around some veterans. Even going back to Arizona, I was, embraced by a lot of veterans. And even here, being around J. Joe and Kareem and all those guys, I just want to bring some energy, some competitiveness, and I want that to show every day in practice, in meeting rooms, and especially on Sundays, that's going to be my goal. That's going to be my task, to really bring some life into the building, bring some energy. And not saying that those guys didn't have that, but just saying what I know that I can bring to the table.
How important has it been for you not to have to rehab? How long has it been since you didn't have to rehab in an off season?
Yeah, I think about going back to college, in 2011, and just how I felt, going into that year. I've never quite felt that, since I've been in the NFL, and just to have the opportunity to work on my craft. And a lot of times it's not, really the craft that you're working on. It's really you building confidence, in the off season. And, I've been able to do that. So I'm real excited about this season. But, the season is still a couple months away. So it's a lot of work for me to get to put in still. But the confidence is there, and it's only going to get better and bigger from here.
You talked about they introduced you when you signed, how hungry you are. I've kind of seen that on social media, some of your workouts, some of the things you said. How much does that drive you? And also some of the old school workouts that we see you doing, you're just, pulling a sled or you're running around.
Yeah, I mean, it's for me, it's important. I think that's what made me who I am, and you make enough money sometimes and you forget where you come from in that aspect. And I've been very blessed that I did have some adversity that I had to face. And, it's helped me come back to the place that, made me who I am. And, that's just hard work. That's just putting in the work and understanding that, I may be the only person that believe in me, and that's okay.
What stood out to you your first couple of days in the building for this offseason program?
I'm just trying to figure out where the meeting room's at, those type of things. More importantly, it's just about me just starting, random conversations with guys, just trying to get to know guys outside of football, and I think that's what's ultimately going to, help me, with those guys.
Do you remember when you've gotten especially close with? Is there someone you've gotten especially close with?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I'm real cool with D-Hop. Me and J-Jo has been talking a lot lately. And, like I said, I've always been blessed to be around great veterans. And, he's 34 years old now. And just to pick his brain, and understand why he still plays the game, I think that'll help me, especially in, tough times.
You were on Twitter asking for advice on different services around Houston.
Yeah.
How much have your teammates helped you acclimate to the city? Have they given you any advice?
Not really. I think, most of those guys is telling me, just get here on time, be where you're supposed to be. But I had a lot of people from Houston reach out, offering to clean my house and to clean my cars. And, for me, that's who I am. I just want to make everybody feel involved, and ultimately I want everybody to feel like they're a part of my success. And, that's what helped me.
Comments that Texas owner Bob McNair made last season had weigh any at all on your decision to come to
Houston? No, not really. I've had a chance to sit down with him and talk with him, and I think he's a great man. And he signed me here to play football, and so that's my focus. I haven't really thought much about that.
So the scheme, and now that you've had a chance to meet Romeo and have a little more time just to get to know him, much are you excited about the versatile role that you could have, the things you could do, just all the things that they can do, line you up, bring you up on the edge, bring you up in the corner, playing a lot of spots?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not necessarily excited about that part. I'm more excited about him just helping me, you know, commit to playing safety for right now. You know, those were things that I didn't really do in the past necessarily. I think, you know, I played four or five different positions. I had four or five different responsibilities, and I never could really perfect one craft. So I think right now, you know, for me, it's just committing to safety, playing safety the best way. And from there, like I said, you know, game plan kind of dictates, you know, to where I line up. Yeah, me and him are actually going to start getting together every Thursday. So, and I think it's important, you know, to kind of create that chemistry off the field. Just him understanding how I talk, how I communicate. And, you know, I think all those things that kind of help us, you know, especially, you know, we get to playing together.
With the draft coming up, how nerve-wracking was that for you going through that experience, kind of with some of the things that built up to it, and what do you actually remember the most about that night?
I think given my situation, I think it was pretty stressful. You know, I think everywhere I went, you know, literally I was on a hot seat and I had to answer all these questions. But, you know, I think the thing that I remember the most was that, you know, 15 guys were drafted before me. And I think I was the only all-pro out of that class. So, you know, just things like that just continue to drive me. And like I said, I could never forget those kind of days. And I could never really forget how I felt 1 month ago when I was released. So I just can't forget those things. So and I think that's going to help me just continue to get better, not only as a player, but as a man.
Committing to safety, is that something you came to the Texans when you were looking for teams and said, this is what I want to do and I think will help you be better, or is that something the Texans brought to you?
No, I think this is why I chose to play for the Texans. You know, I didn't necessarily want to go to a system where, like I said, I had a lot of different things on my plate and I really couldn't focus on, you know, really one position. And, I think a lot of times, coaches may ask me to just strictly rely on my instincts, but am I really getting better at football? You know, so those are questions that I need to answer, and I think he answered those questions for me.
You've tried to recruit Dez on social media. Some of the Texans players tried to recruit you. Do you think it makes a difference? Does it maybe change your mind or make you think when some of the players on a certain team or want you on another team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's important. You know, I know Dez on a personal level, and, you know, I think anytime, you know, a guy goes through that and, you know, obviously we understand how much he puts into the game of football. You just want that person to feel like he's wanted again. And, that's what we ultimately tried to do. That's what I tried to do. I think I messaged him last night as well, still trying to get him here. But, you know, he's a good guy. He's a good football player. And, you know, ultimately I'm just wishing him the best.
Tyler, what's the biggest challenge for you to come here after spending your whole system with those coaches, those teammates, as far as your adjustment?
It's just getting back comfortable. You know, like I said, just getting back comfortable with the Texans and how they do things. And, you know, I think that'll be the biggest adjustment for me. You know, I was used to, you know, doing things a certain way in Arizona. And but now I have to adopt this philosophy that's, you know, all about the Houston Texans. And, it's hard to kind of stop loving a place, you know, instantly. But, you know, life goes on and life moves on. And, you know, I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to be in Houston. I'm happy to be close to my family. And, this is an LSU crock pit. So I'm just happy to feel back at home.
How much do you look forward to your practice competitions with DeAndre?
Those were one of the questions that I asked. You know, back in Arizona, we couldn't necessarily compete for footballs with Fitzgerald. So, but they say they let guys compete here. So I'm excited about that. And, you know, I think that's going to just help us get better as a team. You know, and obviously I want to create this energy and I want to create this atmosphere where, you know, ultimately every play counts.
Darren, if you could talk to all the Texas Nation, what would you want to tell them about yourself? Maybe is there something about you that you want them to know that they may not know? Who's the meeting?
I think I'm a pretty open book, you know, for the last 6 or 7 years. I think everything is pretty much on the table. You know, what I would tell, you know, the people of Houston and any Texans fans, you know, across the nation is that, you know, I wouldn't really listen to what was said about me as far as, what I can do on the football field, because I do think that I'm back. And like I said, I have a couple months to still get to where I want to get, but the confidence is there. You know, everything that I felt like I lost the last couple of years, all those things are back. And for me, I'm only going to get better, which is scary, but I'm excited about it. Well, you know, I just think about my life and the many times that I had to hit the ground and I had to get back up. And, you know, I think every time that I got back up, I had this new feeling. You know, I had this new perspective of who I was, who I am, and, you know, ultimately who I'm striving to be. So I'm extremely confident, but obviously it's some humility that goes along with that, you know, given, you know, how people say I performed the last couple of years. But I am who I am, and I'm excited to show that.
Did you lose confidence? You just hinted that you lost some confidence in Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. You know, I think if you get injured enough, you know, I think naturally you lose some confidence. You know, you go from, you know, being undisputedly one of the best defensive backs in the game to, you know, kind of middle of the pack. I think naturally you lose some confidence. But, you know, I think I was fortunate enough that, you know, God has always blessed me. He's always surrounded me with people that, you know, they gave to me, you know, and they didn't really take anything from me. And I'm very fortunate about that. You know, I was fortunate about the people that I had in Arizona. And even walking into the locker room, you know, I'm fortunate about the guys that I'm surrounding myself with now. So it's going to be a long journey. It's going to be a long season. But, you know, I'm confident that, you know, no matter what happens, I'll be ready for whatever happens.